its legal obligations pursuant to international law, taking into account the grave human rights violations committed during its brutal occupation. Sadly, the genocide underway against the kindred people of Palestine in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank has highlighted the limits of the United Nations and in particular of this council to stop this extermination. Bombing of humanitarian zones, hospitals and schools, killings of women, children and girls, including the death of UN officials, are part and parcel of the actions carried out by Israel with the acquiescence of the US and its allies. We reiterate our unflinching support for the inalienable right of self-determination for the Palestinian people to become a free, sovereign, independent state based on the 1967 with East Jerusalem as its capital. Thank you.
Thank you. This was the last speaker on the list. We now turn to the list of speakers for national human rights institutions and non-governmental organizations. I give the floor to Bush Congress via video.
Mr. President, my name is Sharon Lifshitz, and I'm delivering this statement on behalf of the World Jewish Congress. On October 7th, my parents, Oded and